Thank you. Well, we've got an interesting topic, and it will probably be in some ways a divisive topic. What is the church? I'll go back to the Greek on this. The word translated and used church in the New Testament is ecclesia, which is a collective noun that means a gathering together of those called apart for a common purpose. This can also be used as a description for a football club, a racing club, or whatever, because they are people called apart for a common purpose. The church is not a building. The church is a group of people. Now, that group of people, in the Christian sense, exists to worship the Lord, to support each other, to build each other up, to learn from each other's experiences, to encourage each other. The church that we see as a building only exists to keep the elements off the true church, to keep the sun and the rain off the true church. The church is not a building, and yet so often we see an inordinate amount of money spent on a building. And people go to a building, they go to the church building and feel that they have been to church. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, says the Lord, I am there in the midst. I've seen church take place in the front seat of a car, with two people coming before God, exhorting each other, encouraging each other, sharing the word together. That's church. That is the body of Christ. The church is not a denomination. Denominations together form the church. But the church is beyond denominational barriers. Christ is returning for his church. He is preparing his church as a bride, not a harem. His church is something that is special, set apart, as a bride adores her husband. So the body of people who are set apart for worship for the Lord, those who are called, those who have committed their lives to Jesus Christ, adore Jesus Christ. We worship him. We praise him. We submit to his leadership. Now, within the structure of that church, of that body of people, God will raise up those whom he has appointed to teach, to preach, to shepherd, to care for the flock. Now, a pastor is not a master. A pastor is a servant. He is a shepherd. He serves the Heavenly Father, and he cares for those who are in the local fellowship of the church where he is. Now, within that church structure, within that body of people, God will also appoint teachers who teach his word. He will also appoint prophets. Now, a prophet speaks God's word to his people. But a prophet is a servant also. He will also appoint priests. Now, a priest is the people's representative to God, but he is a servant. So in the church, the leadership is servant leadership. What the church is not. Well, the church is not a business. The church is not a place for business. In fact, we read in the Gospels where Jesus took to the temple, turned over the tables of the money changers that were there selling doves, etc., for temple sacrifices, and he really ripped into them. And he said, "It is written, my Father's house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." And how often have we seen the church, conceptually the church, cross over that line from being a place of nurture and a place of healing to being a place of business, where money becomes the important thing? Give me 10% of your money. If you don't do that, you're not welcome. And then a church can also move on to become a cult. I grew up in a cult. I grew up in a cult known as Exclusive Brethren. Now, these people started off many, many years ago as sincere, Bible-loving, God-fearing Christian group. They had a heart after God. But over the years, they took their eyes off following Jesus and started to deify men, so that they started following a man. And this just went on and on. And slowly, it became lip service to Jesus, but it became a matter of hanging on to the very words of the man who was their leader. And this is one of the greatest tools of the enemy, to try and destroy the bride of Christ. He takes our eyes off Jesus and off caring for each other and sharing for each other and supporting each other and being a family in Jesus, to being something that exists for its own ends. I still have a sister in that cult. She and her husband got out of it and then paid $300,000 to get back in. I know what I'm talking about. And I recognize the spirit that is in that cult starting to appear again in other churches today. Because over 40 years I have watched the Exclusive Brethren move from being a Christian church, a body of Christians, to being something that is abhorrent to God. Now, this is something that the church is not. Let us strive to be at one with each other. Let us strive to encourage each other. Let us strive to support each other. Let us strive to bear one another's burdens.